It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Felix Mendelssohn, the famous musician, was visiting Freiburg once and went into the cathedral there. He listened to the music coming from the organ. Following a few moments of listening, he approached the organ and asked permission to play the musical instrument. The old organist in charge refused his wish at first, but finally consented after much insistence on the part of Mendelssohn. As Mendelssohn played, beautiful music flowed throughout the entire building, and the old organist, jumping with delight, placed his hands on the composer's shoulders and asked who he was. "Who are you? What is your name?" "Mendelssohn," came the reply. The old organist, moved with emotion, cried back, "And can it be that I so nearly refused to let the great Mendelssohn touch this organ?" It may not to you, but the much-told story says something to me, for I nearly missed the touch of the master's hand in my life myself. Here the old organist was, with greatness and beauty and talent right beside him, and he nearly missed it. I wonder how many times in life this has happened. Greatness gets so near and seeks permission, and we turn it away because we fail to recognize it. Had the old organist followed his first instinct, he would have never heard the master of music perform, and his life would have been the poorer because of it. I can remember a poem which many of you are probably calling to mind right now. It's a poem about an old fiddle being auctioned off. It's picked up, held high, and the bidding begins. At first, not much is bid for the old fiddle, which seems worn and wasted. But from the back of the room, a stranger comes forward. He takes the fiddle, brushes the dust from it, tunes it just a little, and begins to play on it some of the most beautiful music ever heard. And the fiddle then brings a very good price. The difference was in the touch of the master's hand. How many times in life have we seen this happen and know to be true? It appears that one person has reached the place where he isn't too important. He doesn't bring much on life's market. Maybe he failed in business. Maybe he has given in to the bottle. Maybe he's just tired of struggling. But then the master touches that life and how much difference it makes. His value goes up ever so fast. That old organ and the fiddle would never have reached the heights they did had it not been for the touch of a master's hand. And I know many a rich life today that would have never been worth much had they not been touched by the master's hand. When he seeks permission to play a new tune in your heart, don't refuse him.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.